Jeffrey says that he has no enemies.
I'm not competing against anyone else, I'm just competing against myself 1% better every day.
You realize that makes you sound like a coward, don't you, Jeffrey? And besides, look at the lack of results that you're getting. As a young man, when you're not competing against anyone else, you aren't driven to go the extra mile. This is why Jeffrey gets poor grades in school and he won't speak to his crush, and his body looks like that. Adonis. Adonis loves his life because he is a winner. From an early age, his father, Hercules, signed Adonis up to all of the competitions possible. But here's the thing, Adonis did not win most of them. He lost so many times. But with each mistake, each failure, and each stumble, Adonis learned what he was doing wrong and improved for the next time. With that, he became the ultimate man. I'm gonna read a quote out to you. This is from Friedrich Nietzsche. Under peaceful conditions, the warlike man attacks himself. I saw this on Instagram yesterday, and yes, I was probably scrolling for like a couple of minutes here and there. I clicked on the comments, and the top comment explained it really well, so I'll read out this comment from idio.ms. This quote reflects ideas on human nature and inner conflict. He believed that some individuals, particularly those with strong, combative, or ambitious temperaments, the warlike individuals, thrive in challenging or conflict-driven environments. When placed in peaceful and uneventful circumstances, these individuals may turn their aggression or need for struggle inward, leading to self-criticism, restlessness, or self-destructive tendencies. It speaks to the notion that a person built for struggle may feel lost or without purpose in calm times, and thus may create conflict within themselves. This meant so much to me that I screenshot the quote and the comments, and I journaled about it, and I've been thinking about it all morning. I think that we are the overlooked generation of men. If you are like this kind of warlike masculine man, if you have it within your blood to have been one of those warriors and soldiers, what is there to fight for now? We could say that no, the real warriors and the real soldiers, they're all in the military, but I'm not sure I'd agree with that, because now there's many people who maybe rightly so argue that they wouldn't really fight for their country. Like I'm from the UK, and the amount of guys here who don't even like the country, don't like the politics, the government and what's happening, and would never ever fight and die for this country. And it's reasonable to say that because they've been treated wrongly. They've had blatantly sexist laws against men for all of our lives. The men here despise the women here. The women here despise the men here. What I've been thinking is, for myself, but also for you, for the kind of men who are watching this kind of content. And unfortunately, you probably fit into the box of the warlike man who is in a time of peace. That doesn't mean that your country is stable, but that your life is just comfortable and peaceful. You've spent enough hours playing video games, watching porn, junk food. All of those desires have been fulfilled by your vices. But it made me think that there's something that we need, which most of us don't have. And it made me take a hard look at myself this morning. And I'd urge you to do the same thing if you want to have a push in your journey to becoming the masculine version of you. And that's to ask yourself the question, what is your war? What is your fight? Who is your enemy? Hundreds of years ago, the answer would have been simple. If your country is at war, that's your war. That's your fight. Whoever we're fighting is our enemy. These days, it's not so simple because most people don't really think that they'd fight for their country. Truth be told, if there is a war and you're gonna go fight for your country, you're gonna go get blasted by a fucking drone which you didn't even see, and that's like an anticlimactic way to die. It's not gonna be like, you know, the hero's charge where you save your friend or anything. You know, he's like ADHD, fucking COD 4, trying to quickscope someone or some shit. Like, so that's probably not going to be your war. That's not going to be your fight. What is it going to be for you? I had to stop this morning and really ask myself, what is my fight? I feel like this is what I'm missing in my life. From 2020 to 2022, I had such a clear purpose that invigorated me to get up off my fucking ass and actually start to be productive for the first time in my life. It was against the war on masculinity. I was here posting these videos, caring so deeply about the development of men. But late 2022, early 2023, I kind of lost that. I felt like I kind of did what I could for that fight, that war. I saw the tides turning. So many more men were becoming more masculine. It was kind of a normal thing to be masculine and disciplined now. Can you believe just a few years ago, it wasn't a normal thing to be talking about like masculinity, fitness, gym, and everything? I felt like we actually solved the problem. And guess what? I actually genuinely believe we kind of won the war on masculinity. And since then, my life started to get really, really fucking boring. I had achieved what I wanted. I was like 25 years old and I had achieved every goal I had ever set. And I was so bored for the last year. When I read that quote that under peaceful conditions, the warlike man attacks himself, I just stopped and I was like, holy shit. I've not like attacked myself, but I started to see what actions I had done, which were like self-sabotage, you know, which you've like attacked the growth that you had worked on. And you probably could guess it right now. Think about it. What actions may have done in the last year which would symbolize like attacking himself? I've changed the fucking content style so much. I've made so many stupid decisions. And is that because I was just unintelligent? Or was it because I was in such a peaceful, boring time having achieved what I wanted to achieve that your mind is always looking for new problems and things to tinker with that I started to just fuck around with the stuff that I had built already? And so I read that quote once again, under peaceful conditions, the warlike man attacks himself. And I thought, holy shit, the last year I've had these peaceful conditions, I was financially free, I've retired my family, I built myself up to the man that I wanted to be, and I kept on ruining my progress because I just randomly make stupid random mistakes and like change things that I didn't need to. I had like a YouTube channel that was just growing to 10,000 subscribers per day, and I just stopped it all and I just kept on changing the content style and the editing and doing this stupid thing and this stupid thing. And then I had a business that was going so well. I had 2,000 students in my paid program. I was making over $200,000 a month. And then I started to fuck around and be like, oh, hey guys, I'm changing everything. We're not going to teach this topic anymore. We're going to teach this topic. And slowly it went from 2,000 to 1,900, 1,800, 1,700, 1,600, 1,500, 1,400, 1,300, 1,200, 1,100, 1,000. It's at like 950 right now. Each student pays about $100 a month. I just halved my business because I was sat here in like a peaceful time, basically looking for something else to fuck with. Think in your life right now, if you've had this season of your life, or maybe most of your life, where you haven't had this invigorative battle that you felt alive, like this enemy that's in your mind, you're probably not even living like anywhere near aligned to your vision and your purpose and your potential. But let me describe it to you in cases you're wondering, what does it feel like when you are in one of these seasons of your life when you have like this mission, this battle? Trust me when I say there is no, absolutely no way you won't know. You will know you're in one of these seasons of life when you have that war going on, because you will be thinking of a particular person whose fucking skull that you want to cave in. You'll be thinking of like an industry or a company or a person or a situation or even yourself that you want to master, that you want to dominate over. You will know, it will fuel every action you take, and your capacity for work will be double or triple what it usually is. You will know. If you wake up metaphorically and physically with a limp dick, with a floppy peepee, you're not in one of these modes. You're not. If you move through the world like a sloppy dick, and don't lie to yourself, do you move through the world like a floppy dick? You just know, like, it's hard to explain, but it's like, you know what it means, right? Compare moving through the world like a floppy dick compared to like a fucking erection. When you're in war mode and you have a clear enemy and you have like this mission, like, you know, oh, okay, I'm gonna like get the highest fucking grades possible. I'm gonna go for my dream job. I'm gonna get that promotion. You know, something that's so fucking clear and invigorating. You literally move around like with this zestful fucking strict penetration. I know it sounds like a weird analogy, but it makes sense, right? You've probably had a couple of seasons like that in your life. And you know what's interesting? I bet I can probably predict when one of those seasons was for you, when you first got into the gym. I started to make videos telling you to get into the gym, weightlifting, muscle, you'll look good, you'll feel good, it's fun, and you'll attract girls. When you first got like really consistent in the gym, you literally woke up with that invigorating fucking, oh man, what else can I do? Come on, like, you know, listening to like loud fucking music, hyped up and everything, fucking zestful energy. Okay, 170 grams grams of protein per day. It was like your entire mind was just full. This is the mission. This is the mission. This is the mission. This is my fight. This is my war. The war is between me and the weight. The war is between me and this big bowl of food that I have to eat, even though I'm already full, so I can gain the weight. It fuels so much of your activity. It's such a beautiful experience. And when you don't have a war like that, like I didn't last year, it's so weird. It's like you age and like you just look like you're ungroomed and you don't give a shit anymore and you just relax and you start having this complacent mindset like, oh, you know, it won't really make a difference if I take a day off. Oh, you know, it won't really take a difference if I don't really hit the protein today. Oh, you know, it won't really make a difference if I don't really upload today. You start having like that fucking complacent, embarrassing, fucking fatigued, floppy dick mindset, and you're on track to becoming one of those guys with a big belly who looks at the young bull who's full of energy and says to him like, oh, well, you know, when I was younger, I used to be able to squat more than you, but like, yeah, like, I can't anymore. It's like, shut the fuck up, you old fucking weird pot belly pregnant looking double chin alcohol drinking sleep deprived man. Nobody gives a fuck what you could do 20 years ago, you fucking loser. When I was young, nobody gives a fuck, old man. There's old men right now lifting fucking heavy ass weights, so if you're not one of them, then keep your mouth shut, right? When you don't have this war and you enter this complacent floppy dick attitude that you might be in right now, you're on track to be one of these old little geezers like just talking about the good old days. When you have this war, you'll be watching this right now like, fuck me, it's good to be in this kind of season. I want to stay into this. So I'm going to help you to not only find this season, but to stay into it. You need to find your war, your fight. I have multiple friends of mine who see men in their industries who are competitors, and they take screenshots of those men's like selfies and Instagram pictures, and they set it as their fucking iPhone wallpaper. They'll press their power button and just swear at the, like, you know, the picture of this guy, which I know sounds like psychopathic, but it fucking drives them. It gives them energy. Here's one thing you need to learn about like being a masculine man, especially the warlike man. A lot of the shit we do isn't gonna sound sane, especially to like the limp dick, low testosterone, skinny neck, little dweeby Jeffries would be watching this thinking, these masculine guys, like, you know, alpha males. Of course, they're gonna find it fucking weird. Of course they are. They're gonna go play fucking GTA. We got fucking masculine Hamza before GTA. Shut the fuck up with their fucking little weird ass like copy paste memes. Yeah, the guys who comment that shit like we got X before GTA 6, those guys will see you in this war mode and see that you're in this zestful energy and you're swearing and you're like, you know, you've got a picture of the guy who's a competitor. They'll see that and be like, oh yeah, it's so weird. But look at their fucking life. Of course they're gonna think it's weird. They've got low testosterone. But for the guys here who want to become more masculine, who want to live a more zestful masculine warlike life, of course we're not gonna go out to proper normal fucking wars, because that's probably pretty fucking stupid these days. But you can choose your own war. Business is war. Life as a man is war. The competition of your future wife, that is a war. That is a battlefield. For you to become the man who's eligible for her, the top man, there is thousands of guys who would like your future wife, maybe even millions. In fact, if she's as high quality as you think she's gonna be, imagine your future wife, you think she's gonna be super, super high quality and amazing and beautiful and funny as well and really attractive and, right, you think she's gonna have everything, right? Well, you do realize there's a few billion guys who'd love to fuck her, don't you? And out of those few billion guys, you do realize there's hundreds of millions of them who are working hard right now, don't you? And out of those hundreds of millions, yeah, sure, most of them are losers, but 10, 50 million are working hard, going to the gym, educating themselves, meditating, journaling, saving and investing money and learning social skills and practicing cold approaching today. You know how you've been like cold approaching women and everything and building it up to the point that you can get like an awesome girlfriend, awesome wife? There's another guy practicing right now in your city. The next rest day you take from the gym, that guy's not taking a rest day. Inside of that day, he's gonna make more muscle, more strength than you. But he's also gonna cold approach one of the girls in your gym. What if she was gonna be your future wife and you took a rest day that day? Yeah, take your rest day, bro. You don't want to overtrain, right? Everything we do is war. It really is. Now, not war in the conventional sense of country versus country, but trait versus trait, habit versus habit, person versus person. Remember playing video games, and I used to play RuneScape and even like Minecraft in most games, there's like a PvP area, player versus player. Life is PvP. It truly is. And so you need every advantage that you can get. The people who tell you that you don't, the people who tell you to just like slow down and, oh, this is so weird, alpha male type of stuff, just play some video games, bro. And yeah, I watch anime and I still work out. They want you to slow down and be a less lethal competitor in this PvP game. I'm telling you to speed up, to be a more lethal competitor in this PvP game. Who actually has your back here? That weak thought inside of you, if you've ever thought it before of like, oh, Hamza's advice is too extreme. Who's on your side? Is that Jeffrey thought in your mind actually on your side that tells you like, oh yeah, you know, like a cheat day once a week is actually, it's, you know, it's gotta be good for you, right? Is that actually on your side? Is that helping you in your fight, in your war? No. This bullshit of us not living to our potential happens when you don't have that clear enemy in mind. When you have that clear enemy to the point that you've got like a picture of someone or something on your lock screen, that's when you don't fuck around and say the 1 hour a day or the cheat day or anything. Because you get like this productive paranoia where you think, wait, that guy's not gonna take the cheat day. And even if he is, I need the advantage, right? This was from a Drake song and the lyrics went something like, they've gotta know that if they want to catch up to me, they have to run faster than me. Because if someone's already ahead of you, you have to run faster than their pace, right? So think about this. If you want to be like a fellow entrepreneur, you want to be like an influencer, YouTuber, entrepreneur, businessman, you do realize the guys you're competing with already wake up at 5 a.m. The guys you're competing with already like work fucking deep work, focused hours, 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. You do realize that, right? So for you to catch up to them, you can't just do what they do. If fucking Iman Gaji, Andrew Tate, whatever, they tell you like, oh yeah, I stay up late sometimes. Oh yeah, you know, sometimes I drink, sometimes I eat some junk food. That doesn't mean that you can, because they're fucking years ahead of you, decades ahead of you. You can't afford to take that fucking day off when you hear that someone else who's already 10 years ahead of you does. What's the fight? You need to figure this out for yourself right now. And if you're gonna be a pussy and say, oh, but I can't figure out my fight or my war or my mission, just shut up for a second and fucking just stop, man. Just stop. Because every time I ask one of these deep questions, like what's your purpose? What's the mission? What's the fight? Most people will comment and say, oh, I can't figure it out. And I just think like, bro, you're telling me you can't just stop for 30 minutes or 1 hour to ask. Is that too much for me to advise to you right now? Is that impossible for you to just stop being a Jeffrey? Stop looking at the computer screen. Stop fucking touching your phone and scrolling to the comments and reading their comments for ideas. Stop fucking reading their comments right now, dickhead. Just stop. Turn everything off. Stare at your fucking wall. Have you done that before? Nothing on, no phone, no computer, dickhead. Oh, but I've got to write down the ideas. No, you don't. The best thinkers of humanity weren't sat there with a fucking iPhone in front of them. Just them, a rocking chair, maybe some quiet music, just like literally just thinking about life whilst looking over at their room. Just stare at your fucking wall for an hour and ask yourself, what could be my war? Who could be my enemy? What do I want to take down? This could be one of the most important questions you ask yourself right now. It'll dictate the next season of your life. Maybe your war, your fight, your enemy is yourself. That weak part of yourself, that weak voice, the Jeffrey voice that tells you to slow down. Maybe your fight is against the industrial grip that your father has on your skinny neck as he controls your life, even though you're an adult now. Maybe the fight is against lust and obsession with women, putting yourself into the feminine. Maybe the fight is with an industry. You hate the porn industry so much, so you're gonna do whatever it takes to help to take it down. For me, you wanna know mine? My fight is against school. I'm pissed off that I had to spend like, what, 10, 15 years of my life in the schooling system with stupid teachers who aren't even intelligent, many of which were alcoholics and obese, teaching me how to live life. And the whole point of it was to memorize some fucking information, to regurgitate it, and that was supposed to dictate my potential success and intelligence. I underperformed in basically every year of school and was made to believe that I was like an idiot, that I wouldn't become successful. If I took every single teacher I've ever had in my life from primary school, high school, college, university, I make more money than all of them put together. All of them. I'm pissed that the education system, the schooling system, mistreats men, boys, males. That it's still to this day blatantly sexist. That it's utterly inefficient. That for an entire year you're learning some bullshit syllabus with that traumatized kid behind you who's like slapping your head, you know, like the school bully. But he's getting raped by his uncle repetitively and you have to just deal with his shit because you're in the same class as him. And no child left behind policy. My fight is against the education system and my remedy for that. The weapon, the fucking... Wanderlust. What? Potato gun. What's the fucking... There was like a weapon that really helped to win World War II. What was it? It'll come to me. Potato... Why would it be a potato gun? My weapon against this enemy is online education, giving you the real knowledge that a young man needs to succeed in life. These videos are like my bullets against the education system, but my cannon, the big fucking special attack, that's my online school. I have literally an online school for masculine men where I've hired teachers, where I teach myself, where we have courses, curriculum, we have live calls, community, meetups. It's the school that I wish that I had when I was younger. That's like my mission, my fight, my war. I'm fighting against the school system, I'm fighting against my competitors in this space. This drives me. You need to find your own. You need to start building and becoming like the guy who's destroying that enemy. You'll get so much life quality from this, so many skills and so much respect for yourself, and you'll stop obsessing over girls and putting yourself in the feminine little bitch position trying to seduce women instead of putting yourself in the masculine. You'll have direction in your life. If you take this video seriously, if you just sit there at the end of this video and stare at your wall for like literally an hour straight, put a timer on your phone and then throw your fucking phone away so you don't get distracted. When you find this war that you want to fight in, you'll have the direction that you've needed and it'll stop feeling like you're just checking off boxes randomly for self-improvement, and now you're actually aligned. You'll have like this weird integrity where you'll feel like, yep, this is right. I am right. I'm doing the thing. It's such a wonderful experience because it gives you confidence and certainty that you're on the right path. The top link in the description is my free self-improvement school. I have the paid one as well, but you can join the free one right now to get like kind of like a free trial. Go ahead and go click that. Subscribe to this channel. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.